Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Cole Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility. You need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Durang with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lull in the active weather pattern briefly before another round of rain moves in. For today, you can expect partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Look for rain to redevelop tonight. A thunderstorm or two can't be ruled out either. Low temperatures in the mid-30s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.